We delay our healing. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We delay our healing. In what way do we delay our healing? We delay our healing every time we think that we have the problem. But it's there. We can see it. We can feel it. We know it. That's maybe so, but if you endorse an appearance, you embrace the appearance, you empower the appearance, you give it the strength to continue to be there, and is that what you want to do? Is that the type of thing you want to experience? You want that condition, whatever it may be, to continue? But it's there. No, it's not there. You think it's there. And because you think it's there. But it's there. You see, we plead, we cry, we protest for the problem. And we want to endorse the problem. We want to make the problem all the more real for us. And we say to ourselves, what are we going to do? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to train ourselves to be actors. We're going to train ourselves to be actors, and that we are going to write our script for ourselves. And the script that we're going to write for ourselves is going to be a most interesting, most delightful, most fantastic script. We're going to write a script about our body. Let's just take our body. It can work in any other aspect of our being also, but let's just take our body. That's a big enough opportunity. Now, our body is made of cells, and it's made of blood vessels, and it's made of organs, actions, and functions, and all these neat things. Okay? Now, who is the orchestrator of our body? Well, you have to say we are individually. All right, now, as the orchestrator of our body, what do we want our body to do? Now, if we had a perfect body, and we really do, if we had a perfect body, how would we orchestrate that body into expressing itself? Well, we'd orchestrate that body into expressing itself by thinking it doing perfect things. My heart beats at exactly the right rate, and it is always beating in perfect harmony with whatever my needs are. And when I get excited, it beats faster, and when I relax, it beats slower. My heart is always doing the perfect thing, and there is no tension. There's just normal feeling. There's just a normal response to life. Oh, boy. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Now, my eyes, I can see perfectly whatever I wish to see because I see from the inside out. And once I start realizing I see from the inside out, then I'm not limited because I have that wonderful vision that can see everything, everywhere, anytime, anyhow. It doesn't matter what it is I'm looking at. I am looking at it from the inside out. And what I see outside is a reflection of what I am inside. And so if I know I can see what I'm looking at, then I see it. And if I think I don't know, if I say I don't know what I'm looking at, I cannot see it, well, then I cannot see it. And that's silly. My goodness, that's so silly. Well, that's what we do. That's the kind of thinking we do. Now, we want to do the right kind of thinking that is going to give our body the right type of an action that we want to have for it. Now, how are we going to do that? Well, hey, we wrote the script. We're writing the script right now. We're deciding how our body's going to react. Now, how is our body going to react? Is our body going to react in divine right order, in perfection, in harmony, in beauty, in dynamics of goodness? Wow, yes, okay. Then if our body's going to act that way, then that's what we have to expect from it. Now, when you go in the theater and you have a performance, the performance is as the author wrote. And whatever the author wrote, that's what the performance is. And when the performance is not the way the author wrote it, then the author goes backstage and talks to the actors and says, now look, I wrote it this way. I wrote it that my heart beats perfectly, that my lungs are in perfect harmony with my body. I wrote that my eyes can see whatever I choose to see. I wrote my ears can hear. I wrote this script, and I want this script played out perfectly as I wrote it, and get real strong with the actors, because sometimes the actors think that they're going to modify the screen, the scene, and modify the things that you say, because it's just not real. It's just like many of the scribes writing in the Bible, they felt that that was unrealistic, some of the things that were said, or that Jesus had said, and so they made them realistic from their point of view. And that's why we have the unreasonableness that we hear read sometimes in the Bible, too. That's not why we have the unreasonableness that you and I have in our bodies, in our minds, and in our affairs. Because our body wants to rewrite the script sometimes. Our affairs want to rewrite the script, and we cannot tolerate that. We can only see it being done as we have designed it, as we have created it, as we have brought it into being. And when we do that, then it is done for us, and it is done totally. There is nothing else to be done. We delay our healing by not getting in charge and not getting after the actors in our organ, action, function of our body and say, hey, look, I wrote the script here. I wrote the script, and you are to act this way. You are to function in this harmonious way. Now, I do not need to go into all the details. I wrote you in the script. You know it from the original purity and integrity of who I am. You know who I am. You know what I expect of myself. Now, be it. Now, can we be that tough on ourselves? We can. We like to say, oh, they're messing me up. They're doing this. Don't allow it to happen. Start saying, they are orderly. They are following the original purity and integrity, which I am, my original design. And that original design is pure and perfect and wonderful and fantastic forever and ever. And can never be changed by anybody, anything, anywhere, anyhow. We delay our healing only when we delay being responsible for who and what we are. Are you responsible for who and what you are? Have you put the cause in motion for who and what you are? Are you really in charge of your life? Are you really in charge of everything that you do? Are you really the one who is making your life perfect? Well, if you are, bully for you. If you're not, it's your choice. And how long you're going to have it be your choice in a negative way, that's up to you. But totally up to you. Totally up to me. I am the master. I am the playwright. I am the one who has created these scenes. I am the one who has given every organ, action, function of my body the opportunity to play the perfect scene that I have written. Now, you know, some people have wonderful bodies. They work perfectly. Oh, well, they got the right genes. They got the right chromosomes. They got the right... That's right. They created that. And you did too. But you allowed something to go awry, maybe. Now, some people have perfectly healthy bodies. Some people have perfectly healthy feet, perfectly healthy minds, perfectly healthy eyes, perfectly healthy ears. And other people don't. Now, why is it? I interviewed a lot of people who were past 100 years of age in my newspaper career, and one lady in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, she said that she attributed her longevity to her bottle of hooch and her pipe that she smoked every day. She had a corn cob pipe and a bottle of liquor, and she would sit on a rocking chair on the porch and do that. And I say, well, that surely can't be the only reason. And she said, well, no, not really. She says, I lost all my teeth, and I decided that I'm going to grow them back one a year, and I'm going to grow them back every year, and I'm going to get my full set of teeth back. Now, how many teeth do we have in our face? How many years is she going to live to grow back all of her teeth? Isn't she a spectacular woman? She's written a new script. She wrote a script where the teeth are out. Now she's writing a script where the teeth are in. And along with that comes a healthy, happy, hearty life with her pipe and her bottle of hooch. And she's probably still going strong. I must check on her one day. That would be quite something. My goodness, how many years ago was that? She surely has all her teeth in by now. My goodness, isn't life wonderful? Isn't life wonderful? We do fantastic things. We delay our healing, or we bring it forth. It's in the script we wrote. Now, How soon are we going to require that our script be performed exactly as we wrote it? And I say, now. So, my friends, now we accept that our script, our original purity and integrity, is revealed in our bodies, in our life, in our affairs, right now. Right now. And isn't it wonderful? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.